I've always been the only girl in the Singapore industry, I think. One thing is that age is a factor. It's always a factor, like, what is this young girl doing here? Are you like a beer girl? Like, you're just selling beer, or are you actually making beer? There is some amount of judgment happening. It's been in my face before. But then, either you suck it up, or you bite back, or you just like... I was just like poking fun and like, what are you doing that? What's going on? And Dad said, okay, since you're such a nosy person, you can come and help me to brew. So that's how I started brewing.
What made you think that, you know what, this is the industry that I can conquer?
I sort of grew up in the industry, and therefore at 16 I decided I really like to brew, I really like to cook. When it first started off, I was actually very happy. Even though it was very, very tiring to be working that long hours in the brewery, but that's where I found, in some way, my calling. Just happy to be doing whatever I'm doing here.
That like being the only girl? Did you always feel like you had to constantly prove yourself?
Initially, yes, because you're young. Yeah. I think one thing is that age is a factor. It's always a factor, like, what is this young girl doing here? But I think time is the biggest factor. You can't cheat time, so therefore, after a while in the industry, then you get known. If you work very hard day in, day out, after that, you would gain a reputation in the industry and just be like, okay, this girl knows her stuff, so therefore, then the respect comes. You can't expect respect outright. It's not going to work anywhere in this world.
And research also shows me that brewers were female to begin with.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So the skills are there for female.
Brewing is actually a multidisciplinary job. You have to think about this. And then while this is boiling, you have to think about what's the next step. And then if, let's say, something goes wrong, you have to preempt the problem. So it's all this is all multitasking.
I was just going to say, the multitasking part of it all is a female's, basically, her home court. When you're in the industry, can you recall maybe, like, any moment where you felt like you was discriminated by your fellow brewers?
If you walk into a brewer's control of 500 people, maybe about 10 of us are ladies. And out of these 10, maybe 5 ladies are from marketing. Some of them are from, like, just a back end. So it ends up only 2 or 3 of us are actually the real brewers. These guys all cannot differentiate. So when it comes to just discrimination whatsoever, I just take it at face value. I'm my greatest competitor, and then after that, you just go on from there.
What would you say to the little girls out there who are interested in doing what you do?
I would say just go for it. Just relax. Don't think about so much. Don't think about what other people say. Just go for it. Just knock on every possible door that you can actually knock on, and one door will open one day, and you say, okay, and just work, put your head down and work, and then just figure your way out from there. Yeah.
I say cheers to that.
I say cheers to that too.
And to more female brewers in Singapore.
Indeed. Or if you want to come by and just say, oh, hi, and ask me for advice and just have a talk, I'm more than open to talk about
beer. There you go.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.